You are listening to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean. In the next few minutes, you'll hear about an organization that wants to transform the lives of people with physical and visual disabilities through sport. Now, you might think that a physical disability would limit participation in sports. The people at Sportable want to expand your horizons. Kat Anthony is the operations director for Sportable. Kat, what is Sportable?
Thanks so much for having me, Lou. So Sportable, we do 12-year-round sports with people who have a physical disability or visual impairment. We do everything from wheelchair lacrosse, cycling, kayaking, archery, air rifle. You name it, we probably do it. And so we work with everyone who are in chairs, spinal cord injuries, MS, amputations, things like that.
How do you do this? How do you reassure people that may have a disability that, yes, they can participate in a sport?
That's the fun part about our job. I've had a lot of stories, and I meet people who are down and out, or they're like, oh, I can't do this. But sports brings confidence to people. It brings a lot of different things to people. And so we are there to provide sporting opportunities because sports can transform lives.
There are people with specific disabilities. You don't know until you see them what their disability may be and which sport they would like to participate in.
Yeah, so every person, so the way it works is if someone has a disability or wants to join Sportable, they fill out a membership application online. Then afterwards, they meet with Katie, our rec therapist. They sit down, talk about their disability, figure out which sports work, figure out what their ability level is, and then we go from there.
Where is Sportable?
So at Sportable, we are actually in the SCORE facility on Overbrook Road. So we're in Northside, so not that far. We're also near Hardywood, if you know where Hardywood Brewery is.
And how many people participate?
So our numbers continue to skyrocket. It's pretty amazing. So right now we have about 80 people who are members of Sportable. And then, you know, last year we hit about 160 unique athletes. But our athletes are amazing. They keep coming to different programs.
This sounds so useful, so needed by so many people, maybe who didn't know it existed. When was it founded?
Yeah, so Sportable, it's a funny story. So Kristen Lessig is one of our founders. She was our previous executive director. And she was at VCU getting her second bachelor's in rec therapy. And she did a school project, and did a needs analysis of Richmond and realized Richmond did not have an adaptive sports organization. So she founded it, you know, started small, and, you know, with their little $2,000 budget. And she was working at the VA. Veteran Affairs Hospital. Someone walked in and wanted to give a large sum of money to a nonprofit like hers. So she went home and talked to her board of directors over, you know, her dining room table because it was so small. And she left the VA and started Sportable. And so in 2005 it was founded. In 2007 it became a nonprofit status. In 2009 it became a U.S. Paralympic sports club. So we actually have one athlete in particular is going to be going to Brazil for the Paralympics. She does track and field. So, yeah.
I don't want to get into your internal affairs, but people may be curious how you get money to support Sportable.
Yeah. So at Sportable, we do a mixture of things. We do grants, we do donations, and we do special events. And our athletes also do pay a small amount. So if you want to join Sportable, it's either $15 a month or $25 a month. $15 a month gives you up to 3 sports sessions. 25 is unlimited. But that's just a small piece of our budget. So really it's grants and donations and special events.
Kat Anthony, you mentioned this when you started out about the various sports, but specifically, what sports do you offer?
So we do 12-year-round sports. We'll see if I can get them all. So we do archery, air rifle, kayaking, swimming, lacrosse, wheelchair basketball, road racing, and a lot of other ones. So it's super fun, super, super fun. And we offer, so once a member joins us, so we provide the hand cycles. We provide the wheelchairs, the sport wheelchairs, which are very, very expensive. They cost about $3,000 each. And so, and one of the perks of the membership is you get to rent that equipment. And another perk of joining Sportable is you get a free family YMCA membership by joining Sportable because we really want people to have a healthy lifestyle.
Just for your information and the audience's information, I'm going to ask this question again at the end. But how do you join Sportable?
Yeah, pretty simple. You just go to our website, sportable.org, or you can, of course, give us a call. And there's a membership form application online. You fill that out, and then Katie, our rec therapist, will meet with you, and then you're in. You're with us.
It sounds like you need more than you're serving more than just people with disabilities who want to play a sport. You have to have volunteers to officiate at these things. How do you get volunteers?
So volunteers are amazing. We have a great, just in general, I would say Sportable's community is just a fantastic, like, loving, great community. And so we have volunteer training the first Wednesday of the month at either noon or at 6 p.m. It's an hour long. We cover everything from history of Sportable, history of the Paralympic movement. We also go over disability etiquette because some people get a little nervous, not sure what to do with someone who has a disability. So we chat about those things, and then every program we have volunteers. Volunteers are there to, we may say, hey, grab a chair, go play wheelchair basketball. Or we may say, hey, can you help us unload this equipment? Or can you jump on the tandem cycle and help Antoine with his cycling? And so it just really depends. And so, but our volunteers are fantastic. And it's, you know, we have everything from, so our sports are 6 to 12 week sessions. So volunteers can come do those, or they can do like one-off or special events. And you can sign up as a volunteer application on our website.
I was going to ask, do you put out a request for volunteers?
Yeah, so every we do biweekly emails. So every 2 weeks I'll send an email saying, hey, please come out. So, you know, RVA Streets Alive is this weekend, so I need volunteers for that. Or we have a rowing regatta this weekend, and so, you know, I'm like, hey, please help. And then sometimes I'll send a second email being like, I really need help. Please help. Please help. And so, but our volunteers are amazing. I mean, whenever I have a request, they're always there to help us out.
What events does Sportable put on?
Yeah, so in August, well, RVA Streets Alive is this weekend, so very excited about that. In August we have a softball tournament, it's a volunteer athlete appreciation barbecue. That's going to be August 5th. We have a tailgate in October, which will be, it's one of our fundraising events. That's going to be at the Redskins Training Center. And of course we have our programs. We have, you know, happening. Wheelchair basketball is going to start up in September. Power soccer, road racing. So we'll be running or rolling in the marathon. We have a couple athletes who are visually impaired who'll be running or walking in the Richmond Marathon. So you name it, we're all around Richmond. We like to stay very, very busy.
You all around Richmond. How do you get the use of the Redskins training camp?
That's a great question. I'm not sure. That's going to be a question for our executive director. But our sports are throughout Richmond. So the JCC, the Jewish Community Center, that's where we do power soccer. U-Turn is where we do basketball. Our road racing team, we're going to be doing that at Bryant Park. So we like to be in the community. We want to be separate. We want to be in the community, meeting people, hanging out, doing our sports, because people with disabilities shouldn't be separate. We should be together.
So all of this is not necessarily taking place at your office?
No, it's not taking place. We really, our office is just for, you know, computer work, office work, meeting with athletes, storage of equipment. Our programs are out in the community, which I think is a really important aspect.
You mentioned some of the places. Are there others where you meet or have the sports?
Yeah, we have a lot of different ones. So we do archery down at in Southside at Rockwood Nature Center. Kayaking, of course, we do on the James River, which I'm the kayaking director, so I love kayaking. We are all throughout Richmond, let's just say that.
Kayaking, your specialty, it would seem that there are dangers for able-bodied people.
Yeah. I love kayaking. And so what we do is, we first do pool sessions. I want to meet the athlete. I want to see what their needs are. So some of our athletes, we have a visually impaired athlete. He's in a tandem boat, a two-person boat. We have an athlete who has an amputation. We have an athlete who has MS. We have athletes who have cerebral palsy. So we meet the athlete and figure out which boats work. And then we work with them and figure out, you know, all the risk management issues. And then there's two sections, either flat water or whitewater kayaking. So there's some athletes, it's more appropriate for them to be in flat water, and then some of our more advanced athletes are in whitewater, and they love whitewater, and they love surfing the rapids, they love being on the James River. And so I just love getting, you know, exposing our athletes to the James River and the beauty of that.
Something you're not saying is that it gives the participants a great deal of self-confidence.
Yeah, lots of self-confidence. I mean, and independence, too. I think that's really, really important with our population.
Taking part in sports may be something they used to do, but because of disabilities may feel they no longer can do. And you and the group at Sportable are saying, maybe you can.
Exactly. It's all about abilities. You know, a couple of our athletes, I know one in particular, you know, he joined Sportable, and before Sportable he told me that he was out, down and out, gone through some divorces, things like that, and then he was like, all right, I'm done with life, this is just how I'm going to be. And then he found Sportable, and he's at a lot of our sporting events. He's built confidence. He actually started working for Sportable because he loved it so much. And some of our athletes have told me, like, I will not leave Richmond because there's no Sportable where I would be going, because really we're a unique opportunity, you know, very, very unique, where we provide the equipment. We provide that. Where, like, you and me being able-bodied, we can just go grab a basketball and go play. Where some of our athletes need, you know, is the facility accessible? You know, do I have a sports wheelchair? And so Sportable is really lucky that we can provide that.
You mentioned that how it got started over a dining room table, really. Mm-hmm. Is it unique in the country, really? Was it modeled against other organizations?
Well, so there are other great organizations in the U.S. who do adaptive sports. The ones closest would be Wintergreen Adaptive Sports, which is in Charlottesville. They do snow sports. Then they also do kayaking, which is great. There's Hampton Roads. I was just down in Hampton Roads, and it's so funny. You know, they're, like, wanting Sportable to come down there. They want us to be there because there's not a Sportable down there. And we're unique because we do 12 year-round sports, which is a lot of sports. And we hire, by the way, professional coaches to be at the programs because I don't know about you, but I don't know all 12 sports. I wish I could say that. So, you know, we hire professional coaches for that. But there are different organizations throughout the U.S. doing it. But for Richmond, you know, I have people travel from the Hampton Roads area. I have one woman in particular. She travels. She's an amputee. She travels from Harrisonburg to come swim with us because she loves hanging out with Sportable.
Like, there's no swimming pools between here and Harrisonburg.
I know. And she loves the community. I think she loves the training. And, yeah, exactly. And so once you get hooked up with Sportable, it can be, we're just a really good community of people. It's fun.
Well, the lady from Harrisonburg is a beautiful testament to Sportable in Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I feel very, very lucky to be working with Sportable. Come join us if you're listening. I think that's really important. You know, take a step and, you know, come join us. If you have a visual impairment or a physical disability, or if you're not sure, just give us a call and I'll chat with you and we can go from there.
As I said earlier, I was going to ask you once again how to get in contact with Sportable.
Yeah, so you can go to our website. It's www.sportable, so sportable.org, or you can give us a call at 804-340-2991.
Kat Anthony is the operations director for Sportable. You were listening to Face to Face on the Virginia Voice. And for the Virginia Voice, I'm Lou Dean.